Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Stop Existing show. In case you're new here, my name is Aidan. I'm a high ticket coach consultant that specializes in helping other coaches grow their businesses, streamline their efforts, and adding a high ticket offer into their services. Now, with that said, before we get stuck into today's episode, we're going to go over three deceptively simple methods to actually double your coaching income. I'd love to know that you're actually listening to this episode. So do me a favor and screenshot this episode and throw it out on your Instagram story and make sure to tag me at BizCoachAidan. And I'll know that you're listening to the episode and then I'll be able to talk to you about it and we can have a little chat and go from there, maybe, if you want. If not, we can at least reshare it and grow our Instagrams in that kind of sense because, you know, that's how it works nowadays. But with that said, I'll wait. I'm just kidding. You can pause the episode. But let's get started. The first method to actually double your coaching income is quite simply to double your rates. Whether you're working right now one-to-one or you're doing like an actual program or you've got a course that you sell to your clients, whatever it is that you've got right now, the simplest path to doubling your overall income is to double the price of everything that's actually coming in right now. If you're actually there working with clients one-to-one for, say, £250 an hour, well, rather than messing around and adding loads of extra offers and upsells left, right, and centre, we can just double the price to go up to £500 an hour. And that way we're not having to do any new work to go and attract new clients or crazy new people. We're just moving people into a price hike, or whatever you want to call them. Now, there is some pros and cons to this, naturally. First of all, it's going to definitely impact the actual traffic that you're getting to your offers. For example, if you're pushing one level of traffic to your offer and it's converting at a nice margin, increasing the price is probably going to have an impact on whether or not that converts as highly. And so you may need to actually find a way of driving more traffic to, say, your sales page or to your book a call page or whatever it is that you've got in your business right now. So again, that's something to be mindful of if you are planning to double your rates. The other thing is to actually really be mindful of the way that you're positioning your offer, because again, you can't just double your rates and then have no reason or justification behind it. You can't just double your rates and say, oh yeah, it's going to cost you twice as much for the next session because it can, or yep, great, the program is now twice as expensive. Why? Because I can. You need to be really, really clear on actually what the benefit is for the client. Why is it more expensive? What is the value there? And if the value of, or the perceived value of these the offer that you've actually got in place does not significantly outweigh the actual value of your program, the doubled rate program, well, we're in a really big, difficult position because nobody's going to buy the actual thing. And again, we'll talk positioning and pricing and all of that kind of stuff at a later date. But that's something to be really mindful of. Whenever you're trying to increase your rates or you're launching a new offer, you have to be really mindful that the actual positioning of that offer matches the pricing as best as possible, in the sense of the positioning is way more valuable than that pricing. Other thing to bear in mind is clarity over what it is that you're actually offering. You know, it's really hard to just double your rates for no reason. It's really it's much easier to actually be able to have that absolute clarity as to why you're doubling up your rates, why that is happening. More importantly, what that means bigger picture. What does investing twice as much with you as a coach actually mean for me? And again, you might be in the weight loss world, you might be in the growing your Instagram kind of world, like whatever the actual situation is, the clarity over your messaging, the clarity over what it is that you're offering, the clarity over the way that you help is the easiest way, or the most important way or thing to bear in mind when it comes to doubling your rates. There's no point being hazy over it in that your first session helps somebody gain a moment of insight, because that's not specific enough. That's not tangible enough. People don't pay you for moments of insight or very intangible things. They want a result. They want a result that is actually real world, like as in they can see, feel, experience it in their real world, not just in their mindset. Like mindset coaches in particular, one of the most effective ways I've seen mindset coaching marketed is actually, sure, it's working inwards, but actually you've got to tie the internal mindset shifts and attach that to an external outcome, whether that's more something as simple as confidence on camera, for example. That's, again, that's a mindset issue that you're tackling and you're working through in your coaching sessions, but you've attached it to an external outcome, which again is a really, really powerful tool when it comes to actually clarifying what it is that you're after. And again, transitioning your existing clients into an entirely new offer isn't easy, right? It's actually quite a difficult thing. You can't just go to your clients and say, hey, it's going to cost you double now, is that cool? And expect them to be cool with it. Sometimes if you're way over delivering and they're making, say, a significant amount of money more because of working with you, then sure, they might be willing enough to do that. But for the most part, for most of us, doubling our rates, it just isn't going to be able to happen. It's just not a thing that's going to work. So we kind of need to transition our clients, our one-to-one clients especially, into a brand new offer. We need to pivot the offer very, very slightly into something that is much more something that's much more valuable and much more scalable. This comes into the second method. It's actually doubling your client number. So right now, again, I know that there are people listening to this podcast that have just taken a deep, sharp breath in, thinking, oh my gosh, I can't work with any more clients. I'm absolutely full to the brim. And again, it doesn't have to be as difficult as you want. For example, if you want to, again, our aim here is to double your coaching income, actually double the income that you're making. And right now, let's say you're working with, I don't know, 5 clients a month. That's all you do. You do 5 clients a month. The easiest way to double, or an easy way to double, is to start working with 10 clients a month. But for most people, that's just not feasible, right? That's just really, it's not going to add a lot more stress, a lot more pressure, not going to help. So instead, what we want to do is we want to move into a slightly different offer, as I was mentioning a moment ago, traditionally a group coaching offer, some form of group coaching program, where actually you work with one-to-many rather than one-to-one. And that means that, again, people will kind of get the one-to-one time with you, but it's in front of a group, whether that's on Zoom or in person, depends whatever it is that you want to actually get going. But having this one-to-one opportunity in front of a group is a game changer. You know, when I started doing this in one of my coaching businesses, it made the dynamic so much better because people were getting value from other people's questions. People were getting value from other people's mini moments of insight. It was a ripple effect of just the power of group coaching it had. It meant that I could work with one particular client and have 10 get the same result in the same amount of time, rather than having to get to that point with all of the 10 clients in one-to-one sessions over the course of weeks, just sped up the entire process. So if you're considering actually moving into a group coaching offer and you want to increase the number of clients that you're working with, here's a couple of little nuggets to sort of get you thinking about this stuff. The first most effective thing, or the most important thing when it comes down to a group coaching offer, is the time frame, right? The time frame. How long are you working with this particular client or this particular cohort, or this particular group? And that's really important, because by putting a hard time frame on something, it forces some level of actual, like a pathway. It forces you to actually have a proven process that you take clients through, a reliable process that clients can actually follow. They can get dropped in the front, go through the program, and guarantee a result on the end. And if you don't have that right now, again, that's a really big opportunity for your business. If you don't have that in your one-to-one sessions, that's a really big opportunity in your business. I know it can be a lot more flexible for people doing X, Y, Z, but chances are there's certain questions that you ask people, certain models you teach them, certain pathways that you actually guide them through. Whether you do it consciously or it's just part of your inbuilt process, unpacking that sort of that system that's inside your own head and inside your own coaching ability is so, so important. But that starts by actually capping out this time frame. Well, you can do it the other way around. You can unpack the system and then stick a time frame on it. But what's important is that you actually get this time frame. That can be like 10 days, 21 days, 30 days, 45 days, 90 days, 12 months, 6 months. Ultimately, it doesn't matter, but it's long enough for you to actually help get a client a single result. And that's important. We're not after a billion results here. We're not after getting them recruiting a team and doubling their income and 10xing their business and all of these crazy things. We're actually just after one result, one very, very specific result that is attainable in an ideally short period of time. Because you can bring people into that, get them a result, and then if you want, you can move them into a secondary offer at the back end. But ultimately, it means that you're proving the product. Okay, you're proving the product. So start with that time frame. How long do you want to be working with people to get that one specific result? It might only take you 6 weeks. So giving yourself a 90-day blueprint isn't going to help. Again, something to really bear in mind is Parkinson's law, the idea that a task will expand or contract to the time that's allocated with it. And it's the same with your group coaching. If you can promise somebody that you're going to get them to 10k months, for example, and you can help them do that in 6 weeks rather than 90 days, well, it's going to streamline the actual program that you're offering, streamline the work and the results, and force the client in a not a, an aggressive way, but it's going to force the client to actually kickstart into taking action. Okay, so what you want to be able to do is know that time frame, know that one result, know that full system, and also how much it's going to cost, right? Let's say we leave it exactly the same as your current one-to-one or your current offer. That's a nice way of transitioning people from, say, your one-to-one into a group offer. You can do a trial offer for the next 6 weeks or the next 90 days and use that as an opportunity to experiment. And again, method three in this doubling your coaching income kind of ties into that whole idea of an experiment. And I call it the 50-50. Because what you're going to do is quite simply increase your rates by 50% and increase your clients by 50%, which actually financially the math on it means it's significantly more profitable than the others than either. So it's just more than double in that case. But you can do the math for yourself if you're that desperate. But here's the simplest way of doing that 50-50, and it's quite simply to beta test a group offer. Let's run a beta test of a group coaching program. You can upgrade your existing one-to-one clients. You can bring a couple of new clients in. Let's say you are working with, I don't know, 6 clients a month, or you're only looking for an additional 3 to move into this group program, this group offer. If you're working with 10, you're only looking for another 5 people to actually move into this group offer. When you're working with numbers that are fairly small like this, it's not going to be that difficult at its absolute core to actually move or find the right people and move them into this group offer. Again, you run that offer for your 6 weeks, your 90 days, whatever it might be. And by the end of that, you've got client results, you've got success stories, you've actually got the program in place, whether you're building slides or doing live presentations for it or whatever the case may be. Again, minimum viable product just to get it out there, which makes it significantly easier to implement, by the way. It means that you don't have to be working one-to-one, and basically hitting the hard reset button after every single session. Instead, it's actually there. You've got the structure, the integral structure is built. Even if you just hop on Zoom and teach for an hour, 40 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever the case may be, do that once or twice a week, record all of those sessions, and now you've got actual course material that can supplement the actual program. So again, it's much, much quicker to do this. And the beautiful thing about this is it's not only is it going to free up your time because you're not working those one-to-one, you're not doing your hourly, weekly one-to-one sessions with people. You're not doing all of the little bits in and about each client. Like, it's going to free up so much of your resources in sense of admin as well, because you're not checking in on people. You've not got loads of people to check in on for different reasons. It's everybody's following the process. So whereas you might have checked in with your clients, or you might currently be checking in with your clients once a flipping week, every single one of them, instead now one post asking how they're getting on with implementing that week's module is going to be, well, it's just so much more effective. Let's say you're working with 10 clients right now. You've gone from 10 clients to check in on to a single post in your community, in your Slack channel, in your Facebook group, in your Mighty Networks, whatever the case may be, wherever you're hosting your community for your group coaching. Like, you've just streamlined the entire process, okay, actually just by leveraging that 50-50 into beta testing a group offer. Okay, so to recap, there are three methods that we've covered in this particular podcast is doubling your rates. Number one, actually moving into a high ticket offer, adjusting your traffic, your positioning, getting really clear over your messaging and the transformation that you actually offer to your clients. Number two is doubling your number of clients, and whether that's actually just doubling the one-to-ones you do or moving people into a group coaching program. Again, get really clear on the time frame, how it all works, the pricing, your method, all of that kind of stuff. And then the third is the 50-50 method, increasing your rates by 50% and increasing your client capacity by 50%, potentially even doing that through a beta test group offer. So hopefully that's been useful. Hopefully that's been interesting. This is just some stuff that's been kind of on my mind over the last couple of weeks. I've been brainstorming some options for this kind of stuff. So if you'd like some help actually implementing any of this, actually doubling your rates, doubling your clients, or implementing the 50-50 method, I'd love you to come over to Instagram and drop me a direct message. Like, drop me a message and say the word for, or tell me that you've been listening to the podcast and that you'd love to find out more. Because right now I'm working with a small group of coaches to actually help them grow their income and add in that high ticket offer, as we've discussed actually in this particular podcast episode. So drop me a message, let me know you've listened, let me know if you're interested, and we can have a chat from there. Hopefully this has been useful. Hopefully this has been some interesting food for thought. Hope all is well. I will see you very, very soon. Stay tuned for next week. Bye bye bye.